We're up to the halachas of Davav Amar Aleph. The Rambam Bechor is pranked out. The halacha Aleph says, Behemoth of Shutfus Chai Bechor, then say Bechorch of Tzoncha, only the mind Shutfus of a Goy. Shutfus of a Goy. If it was a Shutf in the cow or in the Uber, even if it was a Goy, had 1,000th of the mother or the child, is Patur Bechor. If you had one of the two, one Aver or a hand or a foot, we see as if you cut it off and it's a Balmum, is Patur. If it's could cut the Aver of the Goy and it doesn't become possible, it's Chai Bechor. Shulchan Arach, Yeredei Simashim Chav Sifhei says, a herd where the king takes one miser, since the iser belongs to the king, is in it, is ksid yad erichom emtsa patur b'chor. And the Rambam says, even if you can be misalik the guy with money, it's ksid yad erichom emtsa, since the ikas shibud of the erichom is on the behemoth. But if they made it tonight in the beginning, he's going to pay him money for the child, then he's chayav b'chor. The Rambam Hichas Bikurim Perek Vav Alachates says, if the Jew and the guy were shut from the dough, if in the chedek itself was a sheer iser, it's chayav b'chala, it's chayav b'chala. Shechlach or yeredeh, simashin lamad tzif gimel. Yisrael is the shut from the guy. If there isn't the chedek Yisrael, the sheer, it's potter. If there isn't a shear, then it's chayav v'chal, and it can be mafresh b'nei ubei. The Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matz Perek Dal Halacha Bei says, here you learn on the chametz of a Jew if you put it in his shus, even if it's hidden, even in a different city, even if it's mufkid in the hands of goyim, it's over all the yiro and matz. The chametz of heglish or of goy goes by a Jew, even if it's with him in the house, it's mutter because it's not his. Even if it was of the ger toish of the Ad Yisrael, the shayla tanim, you don't force him to be made to the chametz of his shus on Pesach, but he has to make a chitza tell ten tefachim in front of the chametz of a goy because he might come to eat from it. But if heglish doesn't do because everyone's perish from heglish, it shouldn't come to demi ila. Arachayim Siman Taf Mem Sif Gimel. A guy that went into the house of a Jew and his chametz and his hand is not mechuyev to get rid of him. Even though the Jew sees the chametz of the guy, there's no problem with it. But he's not allowed to put it with him on the table, even with a hefsek of a tablecloth. The Rambam Hechsabayit's Chavim Perik Yud, Allah Chadal, it says, even a mokum, a place with a matah to rent it out, not for a base deer to living, the matah, because he brings into the Zohar, so the Zohar is Evo Besecha. But he's allowed to be masker houses to make storages. You don't sell him fruit, tvur, chitzman, and tzmachob l'karka, but he's allowed to sell him after he cut him, or he sells him on mass that he's going to cut it, and he cuts it. And why can't he? Someone says, l'sechonim, don't give them chanoi b'karka, that they won't have karka, the yeshivosan is considered a temporary settling. So to you're not allowed to speak how nice they are, even to say how nice this guy is with his form. Kalachim should say how good his maisim are, or he should be mechav of something that he does. And it says, l'sechon, l'ilam chen b'necha. Because he's going to be learned from him and attached from him from his bad activity. Not allowed to give them presents for free, but he's allowed to give to a ger toish. It says, l'ger shemashech t'tnev v'ochla y'mochla nochri m'chira and not n'sina. Says the Ravid, as long as he shouldn't have an oitzer of wine, if he made it, his reward is going to be also because it's Yai Nesach. He's having enough from Yai Nesach. Even if it was a matter to be masked, they weren't matter only for storage, chetzba, but not for a dira, because he brings in away the Zohar of Bekeva. The Ramah says, we are noig to mask even the dira, since they're not noig to bring in away the Zohar into their houses. Someone who rents a house from a guy, it should be machma not to put there the musa with his chavim of the way this chavim. The Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah Paragimel, Halacha Ches. Therefore, if it was not mivat before the sixth hour, from the sixth hour and onwards, if he found chametz that he was dietel of, and he was in his heart, and he forgot, b'shasamir, and he wasn't mivat, he's over by yirol yimotzer, because he was not mivat, and he wasn't mivat. And the bitl now doesn't help anything, because it's not in his ashus, and the pasuk made it as if it's in his ashus, to be mechayev, while it's by yirol yimotzer. And his b'chit, be mivat, get rid of it, and burn it, whenever you can find it. And if you find a nyantik, he covers up with a kli till the evening, and then he burns it. And if it's of heglish, he doesn't have to cover up with a kli, because everyone's perish from it. Says the Ravid, maybe the mechaber holds that it's over from 6 hours and onwards without by yirol yimotzer. But it's not true because it says Shiva's young sip. Shulchanar Charachayim Simon Tough Men Vav Sif Aleph. Someone finds chametz in his house. If it's a chalamoid, he has to take it out and burn it right away. If it's yontav, he has to cover up with a kli till at night and then he burns it because you can't mitalta on yontav and you can't burn it in its place. The Rambam Hichas Chametz Matzah Perek Daled Halacha Beis. We already said it, so we'll skip it. Shulchanar Charachayim Simon Tough Men Sif Beis. If he's not mechuyev b'achrayis, he's not mechuyev to get rid of it, even if he's conquered, he's under your dominion. For instance, he's a ger toish, he lives with you in the chatzon, he has to make in front of it the mechitza tall tent. We shouldn't forget and eat it. The Moshe is a goy that left chametz in the house of a Jew without his ashus, he covers with a kli, dafkan yantav, but before yantav, he has to make a mechitza. The Rambam Hichas Chametz Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yutes says, someone goes out to sea or goes with a caravan, within 30 days, mechuyev to be voidik. For 30 days, doesn't have to be voidik. If he's going to return before Pesach, he has to be voidik, and then he goes out. Because he might return at Pesach, but especially he won't have time to get rid of the chametz. If he doesn't intend to return, he doesn't have to be voidik. So too, someone makes his house into storage. Within 30 days, has to be voidik, and then he takes his storage in it. For 30 days, if he's going to clean it out before Pesach, has to be voidik, and then he makes it a storage. If he's not going to clean it out before Pesach, it doesn't have to be voidik. Shulchan Aruch Chayim, some tough lamed vav, sif aleph says, someone who separates from the dry land to the sea, or goes out in a caravan and doesn't leave in his house, so-and-so should be baidik. Within 30 days, he has to be baidik, and he doesn't make a bracha al bir chametz. Before 30 days, he doesn't have to be baidik. When it comes Pesach, he's mavatle. And if his diet lasts before Pesach, he has to be baidik, and then he goes out. So choshesh is trying to return, and if Pesach finishes rushing, they won't have time to be mavar. So to someone makes his house a storage, within 30 days, he has to be baidik, and then he brings storage in it. Before 30 days, if he's going to clean it out before Pesach, he has to be baidik, and then he makes it a storage. If he's not going to clean it up before Pesach, he doesn't have to be baidik. The Rambam says a storage of wheat where the schitna became chametz in the carcass of the pit, if the oitzah was made 30 days before Pesach, doesn't have to be fire, it's mevatel, it's enough. But after Pesach, when he cleans up the oitzah, you can't have enough from those wheat. There's no chametz to do. It's a suffix that you're allowed to sell the oitzah together. The Shechna Chorchayim Simon Tav Lamed Vav Sif Beis. Some say before 30 days, he doesn't have to be baidik. That's dafka when he's not daita lasa in Pesach, even though he's daita lasa before Pesach or afterwards, he doesn't divoidik since it's before 30 days. And when Pesach comes, he's mevatel. But if he's daita lasa in Pesach, he's divoidik even in Shoshana. If he forgot he was divoidik, he's mevatel. When Pesach comes, he shouldn't make a brach on the bitl. And the Rambam says, even his wife can be divoidik and mevatel is as, because he might forget to mevatel wherever the place he is at. Arachayim Sim Tav Chav Tessif Aleph says, you ask in Hilchos Pesach before Pesach 30 days. And the Rambam says the minhag is to buy wheat and give them out to the poor people to Pesach. Whoever lives in the city 12 months, you have to give, has to participate in this. Davav Amud Beis, the Rambam, Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin says, when he finishes the check, if he was checked the night of the 14th or the day of the 14th before 6 hours, he has to be mevatel all chametz that are left over in his shoes that he doesn't see. He says, Kol chametz shi b'shus that I didn't see and I don't know about it, this bottle, it's like offer, like dirt. But if it's boiling in the beginning of the 6th hour and onwards, he can't be mevatel because it's not in his shoes because he already became asabana. Shechnach Rechaim Sim Tav Lamed Al Tzif Beis says, after Bika at night, right away, she be mevatel, it said, Kol chametz isa b'shusi, the chazit that didn't sit, lebeata was not mevatel, the battle of Kafka, Aarah, should be bottled, become like dust on the ground. And the Ramos says, she said the bittle in the Lashon that he understands. And if you said Lashon HaKodesh, Kol chametz, Kol chametz, Sa'ar. But in other Lashonis, he has to mention chametz and Sa'ar together by itself. Says the Mechaber, it's better to be mevatel another time on the 14th, the end of the 5th hour, before it comes to Shal Shishis, because once the 6th hour comes, it's Aser, and he can't be mevatel. And the Ramos says, Shem mevatel b'day, only after he burnt the chametz, to be mekayem the mitzvah sefer with his own chametz. The Rambam Hilchos Ma'aseh Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis says, someone guards his field because of the grapes, and someone else gathered the figs that are left in that field, or he was guarding his field because of the gourds and the cucumbers, and someone else gathered the grapes that are left over there that were before in the field. When the Baal HaSod is Makbel Lehem, it's Asal Tzgezen, they for the Chayim Ma'aseh and Truma. The Baal HaSod is not Makbel Lehem, it's Mutal Tzgezen and Potter from Ma'aseh. The Rambam Hilchos Chometz Ma'aseh Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. We already said it, so we'll skip it. The Rambam says, therefore, if he was not mevatel before the 6th hour, and from the 6th hour and onwards, he found chametz to do a das on it, and it wasn't his heart, and he forgot about shasabi, and he wasn't mevatel, he's over late with Baliro Laimotza, because he was not mevatel, and he wasn't mevatel. And the bittel now won't help him, because it's not in his shus, and the pasuk made it as if it's in his shus to be mechayev, it says Baliro Laimotza. And he's mechayev to mevatel whenever he finds it, and if he found it in Yom Tov, he covers it up with a cleat till the evening, and then he's mevatel. If it is of Hegdash, he doesn't have to do it, cover up with a cleat, because everyone doesn't touch Hegdash anyway. And the Ravid says, maybe he holds that he's over from 6th hour and onwards by Baliro Laimotza, but it's not true, because it says Shivas Yom Ksiv. The last halacha, Rechaim Simon Tav Lamed Aleph Beis says, after Bedik at night, we already said it, so we'll skip it. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Vav.